Sure.
The only thing.
Oh, go ahead. I did have an email from a listener who wanted to ask about Judy Wood and your opinion and how her theories work and are you willing to work with her, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, you know, I've investigated this. I've been retired for a very long time. I'm 56 years old, but I published a magazine in Phoenix. It was a very well-known magazine. I sold it and retired very young. And I've studied everything related to 911. I didn't throw anything out. I just said, you know, look, I have to look at everything fairly, everything, and I have. I can't find the science to support Judy Wood's theories. The theories are theoretically viable, but there isn't any science to support them. I can find the science to support my theories. And I can tell you very clearly, these little apple-sized deuterium-tritium bombs, they're probably less than $5,000 a piece to make. When you look at the entire 9/11 feat, you know, you don't want 300 guys wiring a building for with explosives and energetic nanothermite for, you know, a couple of hundred days. Dr. Niels Harrit and Dr. Jones estimated between 29,000 and 144,000 metric tons of energetic compounds were used in the buildings. I took the low, the 29,000 metric tons. That would take 1,500 tractor trailers, and it would take people working, moving a one-ton box from inside a tractor trailer to its final destination every 15 minutes. That would have taken 100 days. So 29,000 metric tons as a low for Dr. Jones' nanothermite is absolutely absurd. And I don't think Judy Wood's theories are as absurd as Dr. Jones's. Her theories, like I said, are
you just can't find the supporting science to
exactly.
go along
they
with.
Are viable okay. theories. And even though the nuclear science is buried deep, I can find the science to support my theories. It takes a long time, but it's there.
The phones are lighting up already.